3, 2, 1. All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Insight with Irv show. Today we have a special guest, a good friend of mine. You guys have probably seen his familiar face all over social media before his account got taken down, which we'll probably get into that here later on in this episode. But I'm so glad to have him on. His name is Diego, and I wanted him to just give us a maybe a three-minute little overview of a little bit about himself and what he does to stay busy, but more importantly, what he's been doing to really generate some income, especially as you know, 2020 has been one heck of a year. Brother, glad to have you on the show, man.
Thank you so much.
Let them know a little bit about who you are and how we got here.
I got you. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for having me on. Guys, again, Diego Lozano. Some of you guys have seen me from at 94CEO. So the Instagram is the real 94CEO. Guys, I mean, we're just involved in everything right now. A lot of you guys are probably looked into real estate or different opportunities now that this whole pandemic happened, right? And I think that everyone's starting to realize that there's no safe option out there. There's no college degree, there's no job, there's no corporate job, whatever it is that you're looking into, everything has a risk.
Yeah.
You know, everything has a risk. And so what it is that we're involved, my team and I and the organization that we have, is pretty much plugging people in the right position to win. One thing that we're very firm believers in is that the fine line between the rich and the poor is access to information, right? If you don't have access to the right information, then unfortunately, there's only so much, like there's only so far you can go.
Exactly.
And so what we do is we get out here, we have had our success with these companies, with this, I guess, profession, right? That we've realized that it's not about what you can do, but what you can teach others, right? So each one teach one. So we're plugging people in the right position to win. We provide that with individuals, and we're just growing, man. Like we're just happy to put people over profits and create an impact more than anything else.
Yeah, I love that. And by the way, if you guys are wondering, this is a little different setup from what I normally have. This isn't in my studio. This is where his operations are. We are in downtown Orlando, and for the most part, I know a lot of people recognize you because you've had your account now. When I say account, I'm referring to Instagram. Back when it was around 80,000 before it got taken down.
Yep.
So a lot of people probably know you more for what? Your real estate.
Real estate.
Okay.
Real estate background.
And so that's not real estate agent. What is that?
Yeah. So guys, I'm an investor. So we buy and flip houses. We have rentals. We got involved in the Airbnb scenario, right? Because that's huge now.
Is that still pushing? Even with everything happening, or
it got
kind
hit.
Of dry,
yeah. So it's picking up now, kind of like a rental, like car company. You know, like those got hit. Airbnbs got hit, but like everything's picking up now. But what we focus on is wholesaling real estate and volume, right? So we've gotten into wholesaling real estate, and we like to cherry pick our investment opportunities just because it moves so fast.
And when you're investing, or is this more of a buy and flip? Is it more of a buy and hold?
So we adjust to the market.
I know it's a loaded question.
Yeah, we adjust to the market. So we started just buying and flipping as many houses as possible. But with what's going on definitely right now, we're looking more into rental opportunities. But not even that, man. Like right now, we're trying to hold on to as much liquid capital as possible because where the market picks up or it crashes, which everyone feels like it might, then that's when we're going to buy even more.
What are your thoughts on where the market is now?
All right, so from what I've seen in the last like 6.5 years and where things are going, like I think that everything that comes up must come back down. And so I think we're like at that verge of we might see a crash. You know, it's just it's such a hard thing to sell. But I think soon, maybe not this year, but I think in 2021, something's definitely going to get hit.
You see it more of a crash because of the pandemic or just because the real estate is just so inflated for pretty much where the prices are?
I think because the inflation. Like, honestly, I don't think this pandemic didn't really affect real estate, to be honest with you.
It hasn't.
Like, I mean, the agents that I know, investors, the wholesalers, like, everything is good. And I think as of, like, now, sales even picked up even more.
Really?
That's why I think that because everything is so good in times like now, that I feel like maybe something might happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that I can honestly say that got affected was an Airbnb business because a bunch of strangers going to an Airbnb, renting it out with the, like the whole, you know, cleaningness and this and that, then that got affected.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, like sales keep going up. Like they keep going up. It's a business where it's virtually Like you're able to do it anywhere, and we tap into the Wi-Fi money.
You know? Wi-Fi money. Well, tell us about that, because I know you were, you know, we were talking a little bit before we, you know, jumped on this episode. And he was telling me a little bit about some of that Wi-Fi money. Now, if you haven't, again, if you haven't been on his stories, and I encourage you to follow him, we'll go ahead and drop that in the description below. If I'm just tuning in right now, Diego, what the heck is Wi-Fi money?
So Wi-Fi money is something that we started pretty much just saying out there because, guys, nowadays, I mean, the phone that you have, right? Like, I mean, this phone, like I tell everybody, this is only like a $1,200 investment, right? Mm-hmm. That's how much this phone's going to cost you.
You use the word investment.
Yeah,
because that's interesting. No, people don't normally use that word for a phone, so that's interesting, the language you're using.
So it's an investment because anywhere you go, all you need is Wi-Fi at the end of the day. Like, if you have an iPhone, all you need is Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. You don't even need a carrier. Like, if you have Wi-Fi, you can still message people. Yeah. So on social media, you can still FaceTime people and, like, audio FaceTime, you know what I mean? So it's an investment because this phone can generate hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars. And if you're in 2020, which we all are, and you're 2021, you're hopping into that year, it's like, if you're not making money off of your phone, you're doing something wrong.
100%.
You know, you're doing something wrong. If you're not learning how to make money in your sleep, you're going to work for it for the rest of your life, plain and simple. So you must adapt to these changes, right? Like, kind of like how years ago the newspaper came out, the radio, the TV, like everything is in our phone. Everything's on our phone. So yeah, to me, this is an investment. Like, everyone needs to be able to do it. So what is Wi-Fi money is, like, especially in the industry that we're in, you don't need an office. You don't need to go clock in anywhere. Like, you have the ability to, the time freedom. Like, mm-hmm. wherever you're at, as long as you have Wi-Fi, as long as you have internet connection, you have the ability to sit here and make money off of your phone.
If I'm watching you right now, it's my first time.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you say Wi-Fi, you spark something in me. What's the first business that you would recommend to somebody just starting out that can plug into their Wi-Fi?
In my case, it would be real estate at this point, because real estate's a referral-based business. So it's a people person business.
And is it when you say real estate, is it wholesale, is it flipping, is it
everything?
Everything.
Everything. Just everything. If you're watching this and you want to be an agent, you want to get involved into fix and flips or rentals and, you know, that generational wealth, you want to wholesale, it's what we do every day. What you should be doing every day is just, you talk to people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk to people. I mean, there's certain industries out there that you may not be able to be on your phone all day.
Yeah.
But in overall, like, if you're an entrepreneur, guys, I mean, what's big right now? E-commerce and Amazon trading, this and that. Like, it all happens. You can do that on your phone. Like, the Wi-Fi money comes into that.
You know? And you practice Amazon FBA yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on it? Did you see any decline in profitability when, let's say, this whole pandemic broke out? Because obviously dropshipping, you're getting it from a certain area. Did you mm-hmm. see any decline in that?
Not really. I mean, so I got involved because, like, our close friends were doing it.
Okay.
And then so we pretty much have our real estate company now on autopilot, to where we diversify now and, like, invest our money into other things. Mm-hmm. So I can't say instead I'm, like, the most knowledgeable when it comes to those aspects, but we do have stores that are running. And one thing that I did, like, I mean, you saw what happened to Amazon. Like,
yeah.
It spiked.
Yeah.
You know? And so one thing that I saw was, like, since I was in the real estate game, I was like, I either invest into a rental property or we're going to invest X amount of cash into a store.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have 50K cash, or you can get 60K, you're going to, instead of buying a house and seeing, like, that cash flow from a house, with that money, you can start up a store seeing more profit.
Run me through, like, super generic, 30,000, you know, 30,000 foot view of, let's say, from A to Z. How does that process look like? Doesn't have to be super deep, just kind of generic, you know what I mean?
On the house side?
We'll go ahead and start with the dropshipping side. Mm-hmm. So I have, let's say, 10 grand set aside.
Uh-huh.
And then now I'm, you know, in between, should I go back to work or should I use some of that unemployment assistance coming in to never have to go clock back in? How does that dropshipping work? And again, super generic, just overview.
Yeah, so pretty much, I mean, the individuals that I work with, I mean, of course, you have to have that leverage. Everything in life, I think, is just marketing. You know what I mean? I mean, you have to be one of the top searches. Like,
yeah.
That's just one of the things. I mean, unfortunately, I think when you get involved into that game, It does take money to make money, you know? So if you have just very few amount of funds, and I would say that it might be hard to start up an account and have it be very profitable. If you have more money to play with, like what I did, for example, my advice would be, you know, you get a team of individuals that run those accounts for you. You have your marketing money set aside. Because at the end of the day, like, starting up the store is not where the money's at. You know, the money's at is how are you going to run that store, right? Exactly. How are you going to have it produce? And that's your money that you're going to play with, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I would say, honestly, our advice has been to people, if you have 10, 15, 20K, that might not even be enough for you to see the profits that you truly 100% want. We target more people that have 30K and up.
Okay.
For that Amazon store to be really, really profitable.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, like, there's so many different opportunities that my advice to people, keep that 10K and look into the other options that you can honestly make a lot of money with. Sort of like the real estate side, that it literally takes little to no money to do that side. To me, real estate is the foundation, and then you can then go on to the Amazon. So you get a team that is gonna build up your store. They analyze what's selling the most in the area, right? What are people searching the most? Mm-hmm. What are you competing against? And how can you make your products go to the top every time someone searches it? And they run it for you. I mean, yeah, you're gonna share some profits with them, but I think it's 100%, it's a no-brainer. You know, you don't have to sit here and run it yourself and this and that. Like,
burning through cash, yeah. Wondering why isn't this working?
Or trial and error. Like, these guys literally show you absolutely everything. But again, I'll be super honest with everybody. It's just, if you have less than 30K, I think it's going to be hard. Because I don't want to sit here and tell you, like, yeah, look, 15K, jump on it, you're going to make money. It might be a little bit.
It's interesting because a lot of people, especially here on YouTube, you'll see, I mean, you see them all over, just type in Amazon FBA. They'll say start with $1,000, start with $5,000, and I even question it sometimes, wondering is that enough to start through? Because what a lot of people don't realize is that you're gonna burn through some products that may not hit.
Yeah, that or like just the you start with $1,000, but it's like, are you even gonna come up when people search up?
No,
you know, like it, and then that's when people get hit. Like, and that's why we've gotten to the point where when we're in the business, it's just transparency is everything, right? I just want to be honest with people. It's like, hey, you want to tap into something, and you want to, obviously, we're all here to be profitable. You want your business to grow, but if you know, like, it's just everyone's out there just like selling air and the idea of what you can, but think about it. Are they running their stores off of 1,000? You know, are they running their stores off of just 5,000? Like, no, like the big time people are at the 50, 60, 70, 80. But we think, honestly, that a 30K base can honestly get you there at a very fast rate.
At a 30K?
Mm-hmm, at a 30. You start at a 30K base, and that's why we kind of live, like, that's our standard. Because we don't want to sit here and say, yeah, you know what, 10, 15K, give us the money, and then let's do it, and then have people not get results. Because at the end of the day, that's not where our business is in, like, the long-term business. You know, having people grow and actually stay around and this and that, yeah. And actually show them what it is, like, I wouldn't start it with 10K. I would start it with 15. So why would I tell you to do it? You know what I mean?
And as it should be. I mean, and you're just being honest with them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with that thought, in terms of real estate, it seems like it's maybe what I would call not so much a lower barrier of entry, but definitely less capital needed to actually get that off the ground and sailing.
Yeah. I mean, here's one thing that I realized about real estate. I think everyone watching this right now, literally, I would say everyone watching this right now, has thought about getting involved with real estate some way, yeah, shape, or form, right? Or if you haven't, your parents have, people around you have, you've heard about people talking about, 90% of millionaires are involved in the real estate. Mm-hmm. The thing is, again, going back to access to information, change of situations, is people just don't know how to get started, or they're misinformed. Like, when you think about real estate and flipping houses, you think, I need great credit. Mm-hmm. I need all this capital. I need liquid cash. And so why do people never get involved in real estate? It's because they spend their whole lives trying to build up capital to buy a house and flip it, or go out and get loans, or build up their credit. And, you know, but at the end of the day, there's so many ways that you can get involved in real estate with literally little to no money. I mean, I started with $0, you know, super young, no money to my, like, 20 years old, there's no credit that I can have. Like,
how old are you now, like 21?
Yeah. 26, about to turn 26. But guys, like, that's the problem with people. So when you actually show people the opportunity that's in front of them and you literally say, hey, look, when I say little to no money is because it's a small investment that you need to make, but you can really pick up the pace. And that goes into, again, having the right access to the information. And that's getting put in a position to win and actually move forward. And when people actually realize how, it's not easy. I never tell people real estate is easy, but I tell people it's simple. I think us as human beings, we just like to overcomplicate. Like it's, we like to overcomplicate every single thing we do.
Sometimes we can't believe how easy or simple it really is. So we have to try to find a way to make it harder so that we can justify our success.
Exactly. And then, yeah, people like to question the whole thing. You know, like there's people, I'm not the only one that's doing this. You know, like there's so many people out there that are doing this. But you just have to realize, like, whatever it is you want to get involved in, like, is not as hard as you think it is. You just really have to put in the work. But I mean, I speak from experience. I'm not going to speak from anything else. My experience is real estate is the foundation. If you can do real estate, which we all know real estate is the realest thing in this world,
Yeah. It
is never going to change. You guys can create a base with that. Then maybe you can start coming back and saying, you know what? Now I have 50 to 60K for Amazon.
Yeah.
Now I have this money. And then you put money to work for you. You know, and that's how you start generating the multiple streams of income. So yeah, man, I mean, it's just, so Amazon to me, like it's there. I think you and I see that it's growing even more and more every day.
Oh,
it's not stopping.
Especially where tech is going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, man. I'm listening to you speak. You're definitely, you know, giving the audience really free game at this point. What's one thing you're underrated for?
Man.
Yeah, you could be cocky.
No, it's not that. I guess like the value that we actually like give people. You know what I mean? I think it's just underrated for, I guess, is like the years that we've been. I guess everyone sees us that we're so young, you know? I mean, I have a lot of young, hungry entrepreneurs, but I'm in an industry where you have individuals that have been in the game for 30, 40, 50 years, you know? And so I think they just underestimate the whole... how much knowledge does this kid actually have?
Yeah.
Because let's be real, I'm super humble when it comes to, I may know a lot, but I know I'm learning every single day. And 6.5 years in real estate is really nothing. Like, I know I'm a baby. I know I'm like, when I talk to 40, 50 year olds, like,
guys,
come on,
yeah.
You know? But one thing that I can honestly say that I'm very proud of myself is that I've gotten to a point where I'm extremely knowledgeable in the ins and outs of this industry. Even for my age, like I know I talk to people and they're like, you know, they question that. They don't even, I know I may look young and they're like, eh, but when they talk to me, that's when they realize like, okay, this kid actually knows what he's talking about. So I think that maybe sometimes, I know that gets in the way of my business, you know, I talk to people. I'm also not like the average like investor when it comes to, I mean, you may see the tats and the earrings and
this and
that. So it's more of like, that's why I feel like I attract a lot of the younger crowd. But that's been a big goal of mine is to actually teach and show the younger crowd that, hey, like this schooling system is not everything.
Education system, man.
It's a big,
kids up to some
it's
bones.
A big topic for me. That pretty much is like the reason what it is that I do now is because of the entire time of me, like growing up, I always realized like they're not setting people up for success at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like they brainwash everybody.
Yeah.
And it's because they want you to be a part of that thing because like they keep everyone in like the trap.
The
yeah. But so my biggest thing is that, man. So it's just, I think it's the age.
You told me something interesting earlier talking about school. If a 19-year-old came up to you, what you would tell them? You mind sharing that with us?
Yeah. So again, one thing that I'm very big on is this. When people think of any sort of investment or when it doesn't come to school, right? Whatever it is, right? Everyone is so okay with you graduate high school, you're 18 years old. Now you're like, all right, what am I going to graduate with? And whatever degree it is, I don't care what it is. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or even just a like marketing degree, business degree, whatever it is. That's 4 years you're investing. 4 years. What baffles me is that people are so okay with eating crap for 4 years, struggling, because you're struggling. As a college student, how much money do you make, right? Like, you're barely, you're on ramen noodles, you're like on the dollar menu, you're okay with telling people you're broke, that you can't even go out. Like, you still find time to go out and hang out with friends. you're staying up late studying for exams, you're doing homework and assignments that you honestly hate. Like, you hate these things, you don't enjoy these things, and you're so cool with going in for 4 years. 4 years. And then you graduate, awesome, everyone celebrates, and then you're thrown out there. Now you're applying for jobs, you're doing all these things, and it's when you get a job, they offer you starting, because then they tell you you don't have enough experience.
Yep.
Right? So you don't have enough experience. So now, not only that, and then it happens to a lot of my friends now, engineers and this and that, like, they're still having trouble finding jobs. Yep. These are kids that I was going to school with, like, they've been out for school for 2 years, and they're still at, like, working at a regular business, not even using their degree, because they're not even hiring them because of the experience.
And there was no exception with the pandemic either, by the way.
Yeah, no exception. Like, what are you going to do? Again, there's no safe
option.
People
getting laid off 15, 20 years in their spot, gone the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment line, just like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly, just like everyone else. And so one thing that I like to share with you guys and want you guys to open your eyes up to is, okay, you're so okay with doing that. But when it comes to taking a chance or starting your business, I don't care what it is. Let's talk about overall business. Whatever that business may be, then you set expectations to thinking that you're going to become successful in 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. Some of us don't even think 2 years down the road. Some of us aren't even okay with struggling for 2 years in our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
I see 2 months, man.
2 months.
Even 2 months.
Yeah, and then so one thing that I see now, since I work with hundreds of people, is you expect, okay, you work for 8 hours a day at your job. You expect all of a sudden to make more money off of whatever business you started, putting 2 hours a day, 1 hour a day. You expect that to make more money than your day job, right? Investing a fraction of what you're doing in your day job. Right? So people just need to realize, okay, if I want 8 hours in my day job, I'm going to have to invest 8 hours after I get off of that job.
Mm-hmm.
4, 6, 8 hours every day, because then eventually this business is going to take you away from that job. You know what I mean? So I think those are like the expectations that people aren't real with themselves about. And I think you know the answer. I think you know it. You just don't accept it. People don't accept it. Like, yeah, you know what? My mindset to a 19-year-old is, look, man, if you're willing to go through that for 4 years, and I can tell you that in 4 years in this business, in this industry, in this structure, not only are you going to come out making, like, in a college degree, what? Like, I think the average pay right now is, like, $60,000 a year.
If that.
But like, if that, if right? That. It depends.
It depends if you're in Central Florida. It's probably less.
Yeah. It depends where you live. So let's just say 60. Whatever. Let's set a 50. Let's set a base. But then in 4 years in your business, working day in and day out, hustling nonstop, you can easily be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions. Like, you know what I mean? Because I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's years. So the problem with people is, you may see someone like me, 6.5 years in this industry, day in and day out. But then you come in here and you're chapter one and you're comparing it to someone's chapter 30, you know? And then you don't see that big gap. So that's one thing that, again, a 19-year-old kid comes to me. My biggest advice is, you know, go for something now that you have the time and energy.
Yeah.
Right? Now that you have the time and energy, now that you're okay with eating like this or not living so comfortably, not having all the responsibilities.
No kids.
Go all out
in
what you actually want to do. Because if that doesn't work out 4 years from now, what? You're 18 getting out of high school. You're 22 years old. And then if nothing works out in those 4 years of you actually being 100% all in, then you can just go back to school. School's gonna be there. You know,
you're still young. You're still
and then
young.
You're 22, and if you get out at, you know, 4 years from then, 26, and you're graduating with it, you're still on track. You're still good.
You're still on your parents' insurance.
You're still underneath. So you're fine. Like, it's just, I think people do things for the wrong reasons.
I agree with you.
You know,
on that.
People do things for the wrong reasons. Why a lot? I mean, again, the younger kids, like, why are you going to school? Is it really for you, or is it because you're trying to make X person happy?
Yeah.
And then that happens to be parents, family, right?
Expectations you're gonna set on yourself.
Yeah, so it's like, dang, like you're going to school for the wrong reasons. So, man, life is so short, you might as well just do that and go all in. And that's when people are like, hey, you know, why, you know, you're this age, why are you there? Well, I just took the leap of faith at the right age. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone told me, get a degree at least so you have something to fall back on. You just have at least graduate. No.
No AA.
AA, yes. Okay. AA, yes.
But okay, you're talking about a 4-year.
I'm talking about a bachelor. Bachelor, master's. Like, I didn't know. Like, I
so hard knock university.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropped out. But it's because the opportunity is there. And that's something that I talk about. There's two mindsets, right? Like, if you have a poor mindset, it's okay to be broke. A lot of us are broke right now, right? Mm-hmm. If you're broke, that is temporary. It's fine. We all go through that. I was broke, but I was not poor. So it's poor, like, passing over opportunities repeatedly. Mm. Opportunities come across you every single day. Every day.
It's good.
It's for you to take that opportunity. So what happened to me when I was young is I saw the opportunity. I just had to take it. That's it. Like, being broke is totally temporary, right? You're going to have $10 in your account. I was overdraft fees. Yeah. I was, like, everything, bro. Negative accounts, maxed out credit cards. Like, I got the notifications in my email saying, hey, you only have $10 left in that checkie. Like, yeah. I went through all that.
And you're still swiping. Yeah. Praying that it just
you're
goes
good.
Through.
Like, yeah. Oh, yes. And I'm still in negatives. Like, maybe it still swipes.
Yeah.
And it goes through. But it's broke. And it's temporary. That's fine.
Yeah.
The problem where people actually die is when they're poor. Mm. You know how many people I could present? You come to me, I'll give you 5 different avenues you can tap into. I can give you 10. Problem with poor people is that they'll just pass over every single opportunity over and over and over again. And so they stay there. You know? They stay there. So, yeah, man. That's it. Like, if you're young right now, you're watching this, then just take a step back. See the bigger picture, reevaluate what you're doing, and if you're doing it for the right reasons, that's it. If you're doing it for you, stay there. You're going to college because you want to go to college, then do it.
Yeah.
You have to. Like, it's you. That is you. If you're working at that job because you really, really enjoy that job, then do it. But if you ask yourself as you're watching this right now and you're like, man, you know what? Like, I'm there because of this person's opinion or because that person told me to do it, or I'm here just because, and I hate my life. Like, I'm waking up every day going somewhere I hate, or I'm going to school and I hate school. It's not me. I like, school's not for everybody, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And I think we're living in the, and again, I know everyone has this. Like, I don't, that's a crazy thing, right? I don't care how like, if you have $10 in your account, you still probably have this.
I got mine right there.
You have this. Like, you all have this. So if you're not, and then one thing that we say within our organization is, are you using social media or is social media using you? Mm. You know? Like, are you a consumer? Or are you actually, like, putting it to work for you? Are you getting out there? Are you telling people about your business? Are you sharing stuff with people?
Yeah.
Because social media is a big thing. Like, it's a big thing, and it's a dangerous thing. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. It's a dangerous thing. One thing that I saw, I don't know if you saw that, is that thing on Netflix right now. What's that?
Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma. And they were talking about how there's only 2 industries that call their people users.
Yeah.
Right? The drug industry.
Drug and
right?
tobacco users.
And then you have social media.
Yeah.
It's the only people that call people users. So, again, ask yourself, like, am I using social media or is social media using me?
Yeah.
And that's it. And that is your Wi-Fi money. That is where you set that line of, am I taking advantage?
Regardless of industry.
Regardless. I mean, we're both in different industries.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, we would never have the chance to talk to hundreds and thousands of people through this thing if social media wasn't there.
No.
You know?
Or like, they'd be paying a lot of money to get access to content like this.
Yeah, to show up to an event. Or, like, the fact that, you know, like, the videos he drops and the knowledge he drops and all that stuff, like, the fact that that's readily available, just what, you type in your name, you go, here, I'm following this guy, he's dropping all this amazing knowledge, and it's there for you, like, what? So many years ago, you can never do that.
Absolutely not.
Never do that. People would be struggling to pay for something, or we would have to host an event somewhere, and people would show up spending thousands of dollars to hear things like this, and like, wow, yeah, now I'm going to go home, and then what? Like, and then they have to figure it out. They can't even Google things like that, because now they have to figure things out on their own.
Because there's a difference between not having information and not having access to it. And I don't think that anyone in this day and age can say, I didn't have access.
Yep. Or I didn't know anyone who can help me out or put me in that position. Like, that's...
We were just talking about staying creative. A lot of it has to do with staying creative. I mean, for crying out loud. You were telling me a story about some OnlyFans. mm-hmm. that are just some guys staying creative.
Yep.
Not, you know, he's not wearing anything scandalous, yeah. but he is giving out some scandalous information out there it's where people guy. Are paying to hear this guy speak.
Yeah.
And so who would think of an entrepreneur to be on OnlyFans? Because we think it's more of a sex sells type of industry.
Right, right. Yeah, and then this guy's a genius. I mean, right, you sometimes, if you really want to make, you have to be different. And, yeah. like, that's the chance this guy took. Like, you know how many people think that's crazy that, I mean, right now, like, even in our industry, we're thinking of, like, wow, maybe we need to tap into that. Because that's an amazing idea. Like,
yeah.
okay, OnlyFans is it's just a platform. And obviously, it started off with selling,
yeah.
you know, like, some that kind of content, entertainment yeah. content. But this guy hopped on, and it's just all about entrepreneur stuff. Like, yeah, you hop on there, you're subscribed to his thing, and he's just dropping gems every single day. And if you want more and more advice, then yeah, I mean, you ask him questions and all that. But that's genius. I mean, no one's doing that.
That's another way of just looking at it.
Yeah, no one's doing that. And it's a way of, I mean, you're tapped in. It's like a way of, if you have one-on-one mentorship with this guy, you can ask him whatever questions you have for like actually a very low price. Honestly, like if you're talking to a seven-figure earner, a billionaire, or like whatever it is, and if they're saying, hey, like $15 for me to answer your question, like that's amazing.
Because that one amazing. Answer can just shift something.
Yeah, can shift a lot of things in someone's business. So people need to see it that way. You know, like, I mean, yeah, like it's, you're gonna have to invest your time and money into whatever it is you wanna do. And then it's just changing those priorities.
Yeah.
You know, am I gonna pay this guy who's making seven figures or he's an eight-figure earner and ask him these questions that can change my life? Or am I going to take this money and go out on a Friday night with my friends that aren't, like, I'm just throwing money in the trash?
Yeah, at that point, it's, like, it all depends on how you see money. You're either going to use it or you're just going to throw it away. Yep. That's what you mentioned there.
Yep.
Let me ask you this, man. And we're about to close this out here soon. What's one thing that you want to be known for? Like, when you just take your last breath.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't have to be one word, just... You just run that sentence. What's one thing you just want to be known for?
Man, honestly, just creating an impact on individuals' lives. Like, actually, like, for me, in the business that we're in, I don't want anyone talking to me about, like, when it comes to, like, real estate or anything like that, mm-hmm. my thing, the biggest satisfaction that I get from what it is that we do is when individuals come to me and it's not about the money they're making or the success that they're having. It's more of, hey, man, because of this that you implemented, because of this that you said, I'm no longer in these toxic relationships. I'm no longer around toxic friends. I am, like, happier now, you know? So my biggest thing is, like, for people to see, like, yeah, this guy is actually making an impact in this community. You know what I mean? And that's why we say, you know, impact over income and people over profits. If you go out about it that way, if you're actually, if I'm able to give you value, whatever it is, then I'm good. You know, like, I'm okay. It's not about, you know, this transaction or this and that. Like, it's yeah. literally that. So that's my vision. My vision is that I don't care, again, at the end of the day, what business you're in, what stage of life are you in. Like, when we have a conversation, I want you to be able to walk away with some sort of value. And I want people to say, hey, you know what? You know, this guy, he's no longer here anymore. But you turn around and there's hundreds and thousands of lives that were impacted because of sharing my experiences, really, like, yeah. my struggles, what I've been through, my mindset struggles, and actually helping people change that, and just, at the end of the day, genuinely happiness, you know, finding people's actual purpose and happiness. Like, I want people to really see that, like, wow, you know, what this guy said really hit me, and that changed my entire life. That's what my goal really is.
You've mentioned happiness a couple times
mm-hmm.
throughout this episode.
Yeah.
I'm curious, because obviously this is more of a business talk. It's important to you.
Extremely, extremely. I feel like if you're not happy with what you're doing, then I don't think you'll ever reach that level of success that everyone's after. You know, like, just do things for the right reason. Do things that you're 100% genuinely. I mean, because I meet all different kinds of people. You could be happy making $50K, yeah. right? And there's people that are making $1 million and they're not happy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this comes from, like, I'm literally seeing this in front of my eyes every single day. People that can be making millions and they're not happy at all. So, like, every aspect around them in life is just, like, is crappy. It's not there. And these people aren't genuinely happy. So if you're not genuinely happy, you're just going through the motions in life. Like, again, life is so short that next thing you know, like, man, we're young now. But next thing you know, we're 60 or 70, and you look back and you're like, man, I hated every day of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I hated waking up. I'm not even generally happy. And then that goes into your happiness, how you see things, how you think about things, mm-hmm. is really how, like, I mean, it's everything for you, right? Is life happening to you or is life happening for you, you know? And so if you wake up every day and you're upset and you're not happy, that affects people's mood around you.
Yeah.
You know, so happiness, I tell everybody, find clarity. I don't know what you have to do. Read, go out for a jog, eat right, go to the gym. Yeah,
whatever that looks like.
Whatever it is, just take some time out and find clarity for yourself. If you have clarity, if you focus on your mindset, you find out what it is that actually makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And don't let anything affect that happiness. You know, and then I think that's why I actually see some people succeed. Like when you figure that out, everyone's idea of success is different. Man, you can be the happiest person, man.
It avoids burnout, man.
It avoids everything.
You can't burn out.
Mm-mm.
You can't.
Yeah. And then it goes into that, bro. And then you take it from there. So as long as you find that why, that happiness, that everything day-to-day, like clarity, you will go forever.
And don't confuse being happy that you have to like every single part of the job that you're doing. Sometimes things just gotta get done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like there's parts that sometimes you don't, I don't want to make a certain call for somebody. I don't want to tell them certain information.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with you.
Yeah.
But you just find happiness within whatever you're doing because you know it's serving a greater purpose.
Right. At the end of the day, what you're doing is going to make you happy. But yeah, business, you're like that's the whole key to this. You're going to have to do things that you don't want to do. Right? That's the difference between an average person and a successful person. So the successful person is going to do what the average person will never do because we all hate to do things that we don't enjoy.
Yeah.
But sometimes those things are actually going to build that. So again, what is that happiness? Is that job actually happiness for you? You're going to be willing to stick around and do all those chores and things that you hate doing, but that job makes you happy.
Yeah.
Are you going to build that business, right? That you're going to have to go through the struggles, right? But you know that business is what makes you happy.
Yeah. Just like me getting on I-4 when this is over. That doesn't make me happy.
No.
But it's part of having to get this done because knowing it's going to serve a bigger impact on the back end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you have something that's bigger than you, right? Mm-hmm. Like what gets me through the day if I'm having a horrible day, but I know that because of the calls and like the one-on-ones that I have and this and that, as long as someone's like I'm filling someone else's cup up. If I like in your case, like you don't have to do this. You know what I mean? Like, this makes you happy, the fact that there's going to be so many people watching this. You're going to get, even if it's like how I saw this, is I put myself out there. I don't care if there's 100,000 people watching me. As long as one person walked away with that value,
that's it.
That's all that matters.
Job done.
Yeah. You did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
You literally pretty much changed someone's life. Yeah. You know, you opened up their mind. You actually find them, like, thinking about real stuff, like real important things that we were never taught, you know? And so, yeah, man, like, yeah, leaving here, I-4 traffic for X amount of time, man, like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But going home and, like, I mean, what you do, right, like, putting all this together,
mm-hmm.
that's time-consuming.
Yeah.
But then when that thing gets out there, then that's when you're like, wow, like, this is amazing.
Whether you get the messages, the emails, the calls, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like. Brother, I appreciate you coming on today. I know that you're like me. You run a pretty tight schedule. Where can they find you? And I know that you have a few programs that they can get plugged into with the Wi-Fi money if they're interested in real estate and to get access directly to you. Go ahead and let them know. And,
guys,
and we'll go ahead and link all that stuff down in the description as well.
Yeah. So main one right now is Instagram. So guys, go to the Instagram. It's @TheReal_94CEO. I mean, you guys have the website there. You guys can message me. I'm extremely good at getting back to everybody. Trying to get some advice here on starting a YouTube channel. So that would be up. Hopefully we have that. But yeah, guys, I mean, you know, anything that you guys need, look for me there. Message me on there. You guys check out the website, check out the content, check out the stories, like whatever it is. And any questions you guys have, just shoot them over or message him and then we'll do something together.
Either or. And you already let them know where they can find you, the website. We're going to link that down below.
Oh, guys, like the you guys, real estate, e-commerce, trading, Wi-Fi money, and whatever business that you're in, I'm very, again, my name is 94 CEO, born in 1994. CEO has always been my mindset. You're the CEO of your life. And so one thing that I that I focus on is that you don't find leaders, you create leaders.
Love it.
And so if whatever business you're in, if whatever business you're starting off, if any sort of business advice, whatever, let's hop on a call, let's work together, and let's make it happen.
That's it, guys. Yep. No excuses. Again, there's a difference between not having information and not having access to it. So, brother, I appreciate you coming on to the show.
Thank you so much. You guys already know,
you guys can find this if you're listening over on the Inside with Earth podcast on Apple or Spotify. You can also watch it on YouTube, or if you're driving and you just want it to plug in to your phone or to your headphones, you can watch or you can listen to it over on those stations and every other major platform. Once again, everyone, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the Inside with Irv show. Until next time, everyone, we'll see ya.